proving that just about anybody can talk about trucks. Live from Tampa, Florida, Minot, North Dakota, and Nashville, Tennessee, it's Talk CDL, The Trucker Show, with Troy, Tyler, and Dave. Now, let's talk CDL.
That's my fireworks, Tyler.
Yep.
I call that a trucker bomb. No, actually, we know what trucker bombs are. Hey, man, welcome to Talk CDL, The Trucker Show. Tyler, it's the day before 4th of July. I got a question, man. You know, in this country, do we have entirely too many holidays? I mean, do we have a holiday almost? It's crazy. How many holidays are in this country?
Federal holidays? I think like 12.
I didn't say federal. I just said holidays.
It depends on what you count because, you know, we got holidays for every other, you know, nationality out there. We have, you know, holidays for our boys down south in Mexico, you know, siesta days and all that kind of stuff. We got Canada Day. We celebrate in America. I mean, we got days for everybody. So it's kind of interesting. So.
Yeah. A lot of holidays, man. So, Tyler, you're in North Dakota. Do they have bottle rock? Is it legal up there to set off M-80s and aerial bombs and all that stuff? Huh?
You know, for the last 2 days straight, there's been nothing but fireworks constant in my little town here. And, man, they have a huge there's like 6 firework stands. I mean, it's huge here. I mean, so much farmland and all these farmers, I guess, love their explosion. So yeah, no, it's definitely a practice here to see who can have the bigger explosion on the 4th of July.
You know, I was reading a little article on hours of service for 4th of July, and like all the trucking companies that haul the fireworks, their hours of service, they get a waiver. And I'm trying to figure out why. They still have to obey, I think, the 11-hour rule. You know, you can't still have any more than 11 hours of driving. But, like, there's something to do with the 14-hour and the brakes and all this other stuff. They actually get a waiver to where they don't have to obey the same rules on the 4th of July holidays. And that's extended, I just read, through 2020. So what the hell, man? And it was all about the profit, you know, to keep the fireworks stand, the prices down. They actually, it almost sounds unsafe. Okay. All right. So these guys can be tired so we can keep the firework people priced down. I didn't get that. Did you read that at all?
No, I didn't see anything on that, but it's kind of an interesting concept to increase hours of service in order to make sure we keep reduced costs, so that I'm guessing you don't have to do as many shipments and have to, you know, upscale prices to account for paying for the truckers. I mean, I don't know. That's kind of interesting. Then again, I guess, you know, a lot of truckers out there would complain that our current service, you know, hours and everything else are skewed and whacked out to begin with. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's crazy. So anyways, Tyler, we got a topic today. We'll be talking about a trucking company, and we'll be naming that trucking company. That made a goof. I don't even know what else to call it. I'm sure you read it. It's just a small article. So all we're going to talk about here in a little bit. And we just want to kind of dissect that, you know, the way we do. And we'll just move on, man. Talk CDL, The Trucker Show. Tyler, why don't you tell them real quick how we're growing. Tyler, you know what? Before we even do that, I was looking at the world. What's really an interesting subject is world rankings on websites. And every now and then I look at the Talk CDL, The Trucker Show website in the world rankings. Right now, there's over 1 billion websites. And we talked about this a few weeks ago. What were we at before, Todd? Do you remember what we were at before?
I want to say 17.1.
Guess what we're at? Guess what we're at as of last night? 11,300,000.
Or maybe that's, man, I don't remember. We were talking to somebody, and they're the ones who bring it to our attention. And I don't remember what they said they were at. I think they, yeah, I don't remember what they said they were at, but
I think they were at 18 million. And they said, we've been on the air like 3 or 4 years, and you guys have, like, we're not even on the air a year. And he said, you guys are beating us. And not that we're trying to beat anybody. I mean, I don't really care. We're not looking to beat people.
You know, it's all about, you know, those things, those technical things like that, and how they rank websites and everything is, you know, we post content every single day, you know, and we have Google, you know, friendly website for the web. It's easily, I feel it's easily navigated, and everything. So and not only that, but we have people listening to our show every day. So I think that helps us a lot.
So, you know, like with everybody that comes and goes on the website, the average person stays. Remember, it was 3 minutes and so many seconds, which is that's a really big number in the website industry where people stay on your website, because most people go in, click out, right? Well, ours doubled again. It's literally over 6 minutes now is the average person that spends on the website. It was on the world rankings. I read all this stuff. You know how I read things. Weird.
Yeah,
but
yep.
Hey,
you know,
we're at 11 mil, baby. I tell you what, I'm really honored, and it's obviously it's the viewers, you know, that are doing this, not us. You know, we just come on and we talk, you know. So we're just grateful. I'm grateful for the viewers, and you know, we get messages from viewers all the time. We got one from that guy the other day. He said, "Hey, it's awesome. You guys are doing a great job." I love to hear that, man. You know, thank you so much. You know, praise God for all of it, and you know, people are out there checking us out. iTunes, you can see the numbers on iTunes, people, you know, downloading the show. And I think that's awesome that they can download it for free and then just play it anytime they want on their Bluetooth. What do you think?
Yep. Yeah, you can. Heck, you don't even have to download it. You can stream it still if you want. You know, you don't have to take up the space on your phone. I don't know if that sometimes people hear download and they're like, oh, I only got a 4 gigabyte phone. And you don't have to download it. You could just press play and listen to it. But the downfall to that is then you're using data, you know. But there's a lot of, you know, unlimited data plans and everything out there now. Data is not as expensive and stuff as it used to be when we first got 4G. But, the benefit to downloading it, though, is that, you know, number one, you don't have to stream it. There will be no, you know, loading and everything else like that.
Yeah.
Just download it while you're sleeping or whatever, and then play it while you're driving. No delays. You go up into the mountains or something, you're not going to lose service and all that good stuff. And then when you're done with the episode, just delete it so you don't have to worry about your space. So,
well, Tyler, you want to go ahead and play our commercials? And let's get this show going, man.
Yeah, let's play a few commercials, and then we'll get right on it. So,
all right, brother.
Hey drivers, are you in the market for a new driving job? Are you looking for a small family-owned carrier that knows you by your first name? Well, let me tell you about North Dakota's best-kept secret. That secret is GMR Transportation. That's right. Chances are you've never even heard of GMR Transportation. GMR is a small family-owned carrier with 50 trucks and terminals in North Dakota and Wisconsin. GMR may be a small carrier, but they offer big benefits for you and your family. If you've never pulled a flatbed but are looking to pull something different than, say, a typical dry van or reefer trailer, then pick up the phone today and call Steve at 877-327-3127. That's 877-327-3127. And be sure to tell him, Talk CDL, the Trucker Show sent you.
Hey drivers, how does a 14.1% pay increase sound? If you were at national carriers, you'd already have it. With two pay raises in less than a year, members of the elite fleet are making a great living on the road. Our competitive mileage rates and consistent year-round freight mean you can count on steady paychecks and annual earnings of $50,000 or more. But the pay is just one of the perks. As a company driver, you'll also ride in the comfort and reliability of the latest equipment like the Kenworth C680, the Freightliner Cascadia, and utility refrigerated trailers equipped with SmartTalk UT6 Aerodynamics. And you don't have to ride alone. With NCI's Rider and Pet Policy, you can enjoy the drive with your family and friends, even if they have 4 feet. National Carriers also offers a generous benefits package, including health insurance, 401k, paid vacation, and holidays. All you need to get started is a Class A CDL and 6 months of experience. Join the Elite Fleet today by calling 888-593-4110 or apply online at gonationalcarriers.com. That's gonationalcarriers.com.
For nearly 40 years, owner-operators have trusted Mercer Transportation to provide them with the freight and support needed to be successful. A 100% owner-operated company, Mercer Transportation provides a strong foundation for owner-operators to build their business on. We understand that for us to succeed, we need our owner-operators to succeed, and that is a responsibility we take seriously. That is why at Mercer you can expect consistent year-round freight, 100% fuel surcharge pass-through, fuel and tire discounts, paid cargo insurance plans. You can receive your settlement for each load within one business day with no additional fees. You will work with an assigned load coordinator who understands your business and will keep you loaded and profitable. Contact a Mercer representative today to discuss your goals and how Mercer can assist you in achieving them. Give us a call at 888-978-1393. That number again is 888-978-1393 or visit us online at www.mercertown.com. Mercer Transportation, rock solid, owner-operator driven.
Hey, drivers, Troy here with TalksEDL. Imagine one app on your phone that would enable you to look at all the applications out there that you might have with different trucking companies being processed. That's right. Just click on one app called Driver Pulse, and you'll be able to look in and see if a company has you almost hired or if something might be holding the application up. Just imagine how quick and convenient this will be for you and for the trucking company. No more slowdown periods at all. Drivers, head on over to 10thstreet.com. That's TenStreet.com and download the Driver Pulse app, or you can go to Google Play or just Google it and you'll find Driver Pulse by 10th Street. Get it today. All right, we're back. Tyler, are we back? Are we officially back?
I think we're officially back. I think that's the end of the commercials. Yeah.
That means you're officially done, right? Okay. Hey, so Tyler, let's just get this on the road here. I mean, this is a ridiculous article. Talk about being in hot water by the industry. And not that they're in trouble, just that, like, even in your little thing that you wrote up, let me read what you wrote up, because actually you coined it pretty good there. It said, a trucking company makes a mistake. Watch what you say on Facebook. Ain't that the truth? Then you put down, don't say things you don't think about before blasting it on social media like this company. And it's really, I mean, talk about, and look, Tyler, we've all said something stupid, you know what I mean? And then you're going, oh man, why did I say that? Like, you're like, how many times, like, you write something to somebody and you're so mad at them, and then after you say it, you're like, I probably shouldn't have said it now, and then the crap hits the fan. Well, this one here, man, these guys are never going to live this one down. This is pretty stupid words, man. Stevens Transport, and I, you know, one of our people that comes on the show a lot works for them. I won't whip his name out right this second, but it literally says on Live Trucking. I think that's where we got this off of, and it says this trucking company just made a Facebook post that pissed everyone off. And I'll read it here. It's a small little article, and then we'll talk about it. It says, Dallas, Texas-based trucking company Stevens Transport recently published a post on Facebook page, and I've got a copy of it. It says, it caused quite an uproar in the trucking community, considering the major regulatory push in the industry to eliminate tired truckers from the road, coupled with the fact that many drivers complain of being forced to drive while tired. This is the last thing any large trucking carrier should post on Facebook. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure it out. Just a little common sense. But maybe that's asking for far too much. I'm sure the regulators wouldn't like this one. And what they meant by liking is the like button. Here's the article. It reads, don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done. what the hell were they thinking?
I don't even know what they were thinking on that one. I mean, that's pretty common sense wording right there.
Go ahead. Like the article says, there's a big push to get tired truckers off the road, right? Everybody's got this safety-oriented slogan out there. I almost have to think someone made a mistake. And I mean, did maybe the janitor write it? I mean, was Charlie the janitor walking by and the tech guy said, "Hey, I'm going to the break. Post something for me on Facebook." You know, I mean, I don't know what happened.
I know exactly what happened. All right, you got some. Now this isn't. Let me rephrase what I just said and say I don't know what exactly happened. This is just my two cents. You know, you got just like in the comments all over on the Live Trucking comments. You know, you got this guy. I'm not going to name his name on here, but he said drove the truck for 50 years like that and had no problems. Rest when truck IE is empty. You know, when it's time to sleep is when the truck is no longer full and all this other stuff. And, you know, so most likely what happened is you got some, you know, old fashioned trucker that thinks that, you know, they're some hardcore, you know, trucker that's going to just keep pressing on and get the load where it needs to go. Hustle, 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 you know, and that's just kind of where his mindset is, maybe, or her mindset, who knows. Or they just weren't thinking at all. You know, it's just so hard to tell. I don't know who their media person is, but I guarantee that media person is definitely getting a mouthful from from somebody. But come on, man. But it's kind of funny because there is a lot of comments of a bunch of those diehard truckers, you know, that think that, oh, all the new truckers nowadays are just a bunch of whiner baby crybabies. They can't know how to run. They never ran like a true trucker and all these other things that they say now. You know, it's a different world. There's way more vehicles out on the road now than there was 30, 40 years ago. So if you're a diehard trucker and you say, "I drove truck for 50 years, well, good for you. But, I hate to say, but a lot happens in 50 years. There's a lot more interstates, a lot more vehicles, a lot more, you know, human beings on this earth. And this is not the way to drive anymore. Period. Period.
Yeah. The cowboy thing is going away pretty hard too, man. And that's why I'm amazed that a company like Stevens, and they don't have a bad reputation in the industry, but why would you want to attract attention for that? You know, just that one little post, you know, and everybody's going, "Hey, is that what Stevens does? They run their drivers until they're done, not when they're tired." Is that the policy?
That's another one. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Is that the hidden policy over there at Stevens? You got to run till you're done. Run till you're done. I mean,
you just answered the question. Maybe a dispatcher made this.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, that's what it was. A dispatcher made it.
Yeah. You know what, though? I actually have to believe it was all a mistake. I really do. I just can't. I can see Joe Blow, Ma and Pa Kettles Trucking, you know what I mean, that has five trucks saying something like that. I just can't believe that a safety director, I mean, and you know what's funny? You know, and you think about, we know some companies and how they're set up. You have your safety department, you have your dispatch, you have your operations is dispatch. And then you have your media. You have these new groups now that are within the trucking companies over the last couple of years that are in charge of the social media and stuff like that. So, you know, here's a guy or a gal that's in charge of social media that I don't know. I guess safety doesn't have to clear everything you're posting, right? And now all of a sudden it's like, "Whoa, what the hell did you post on there?" You know, I can only imagine the safety guy having a heart attack over this one. You know, what do you think?
Yeah, you know, when stuff like this, now I don't know how they have it set up, like you're saying. And most of the time, you know, especially these big companies like Stevens is, you know, you have a department dedicated just for media, but still ordinarily anything that media department does has to be routed through the recruiting lead or whatever else, you know. But something like Facebook posts might not be, because you don't have to spend, unless they boosted this with money. I don't know if they did a boost on it or not, but usually maybe those little kind of tweaks like that, they don't have to get approved. So it might have been just like maybe an intern at Stevens or something maybe made this, or, you know, thinking that they're being funny, or they're you know, I don't even know, man. But either way, it's just bad wording. It's like, have you ever heard of that? If you say something, you probably haven't heard of this, But say, for example, I say something that just comes out not quite what I was going for. Someone might look at me like, you know, phrasing, because I might have just said, yeah, I might have just said something that was just not, just totally worded improperly. And then there'll be like phrasing. So I feel like maybe this post was one of those phrasings, you know, that they just typed it on there. And now everyone out there is looking at this and reading it and be like, yo, phrasing, dude. Like, you phrased that way wrong. Maybe switch some words around and make that sound a little bit better. Which either way, even if you swap that sentence the other direction, it still sounds really bad. So,
hey, and you know what, Tyler? I look at this and I almost think they might have meant something else. Because now listen to this for a second. It says, don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done. You know how, like, some people go, I'm done. I'm going to bed. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
your body, maybe they meant when you're done, your body's done, I'm going to bed. You know what I mean? Type of a deal. I don't know. I mean,
they could have totally meant, the person writing it could have totally just been thinking or feeling a different, you know, just the way, you know, it's just kind of sucks that they were, that it failed that bad for them. You know, I don't blame Stevens. I'm not looking at Stevens like, oh, they're anything bad or anything. I'm not, you know, some of these truckers down here, then their comments and some of the stupid stuff they say is kind of comical. I mean, just ridiculous.
Well,
like,
know,
this guy.
Here's the thing,
you know,
also. This was made by Stevens, because obviously it's on a Drive for Stevens, Stevens Transport logo and all that stuff on there. So they made the meme or whatever you call the thing up and put it out there. So
yep.
I almost have to think that, I don't know if the guy will be fired over it, but I almost have to think that, I don't know if he's going to be in charge of wording the meme.
He's got to email his stuff through somebody now. You know what they say, though? You know, we've said it before. What is bad publicity? It's publicity, you know? So who knows? One thing I will say is their truck looks on point in that photo. You know, that's a beautiful trailer and everything they got going on. I love that flat aluminum trailers, man.
Yeah.
Either
way,
some
of
these comments, though, man.
And you know what, though, Tyler, you're right. It actually could have been a motive. You know what I mean? This could be. They could all be going high five, man. We got everybody.
We got it. Hook, line, sinker.
Yeah, they're all up and roaring, man. They're saying F you. But meanwhile, our phone's ringing. Truckers are going, that's where you get the miles, man. Those people, they don't care about logging. No word of lie. Their phone could be, Tyler, you're a genius. Their damn phone could be ringing off the hook because of that. Like, you got a couple of bunny hugger truckers going, you are insulting the media or the trucking industry by saying you got to drive till you drop. And meanwhile, Steven's phone is ringing off the hook. I mean, it really could be that. I mean, who knows? They could be actually genius people over there. I don't know. You know, like,
well,
you said.
Here's how that could be true, because okay, for example, if by reading the comments and looking at majority, we got one guy who talks about how that's how we should run. We should run hard. That guy has 9 replies to his comment. Everybody saying, I agree with you. I agree with you. This other guy, he's like, this company shouldn't be saying stuff like that. He's only got 4 replies. You know, like, it seems like the guys that are agreeing with them are getting more replies than the people that are saying, you know, that they're wrong, you know. So,
hey, you know, and then is there a way to pass the buck on and go, we don't know who put it up there. Somebody did.
One of our competitors is trying to, but it's your Facebook account. Yeah, our Facebook was, you know, I don't know. They got in there. But yeah,
that's
kind of crazy.
But you're so right. Bad publicity is good publicity, and like, everybody will tell you that. They love, you know, I mean, look at Trump and Clinton. You can't get worse publicity than both of those people.
Well, see, here's the thing with it. Ordinarily, you have to pay for good publicity, right? Bad publicity spreads like wildfire, and it's free.
Yeah.
So
gossip. Gossip. You're right. Just like you said about what's his name, Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones spent like $9,000 of his own money or something like that to put bulletin boards up there saying, get out of Nashville, Bobby Bones. became popular after that.
I still like, we got to get some bad publicity on Talksedia. What can we, let's make something up about us. You know, oh, those guys are, what are they? They're really dispatchers. They're the ones that put. Oh, I got it. Maybe we should start a rumor. Talk CDL made that meme about Stevens.
Yeah. No, then Stevens will be trying to get us for it. Hey, I think we got Alan in there. Let's see. We don't have too much longer on the show, but let's kind of.
Yeah, we're just about over here. Oh, is that Alan?
I think so. I think that's
Alan. Yeah, it's him. Alan, what's up, brother?
Hey, not too much. I apologize, guys. I'm used to Eastern time, and I'm looking at my clock going, oh, shoot. So I forgot to switch my alarm back to Central. But
you're all good, man. All good.
Yeah.
Alan,
no,
you see what we've been talking
about?
St. Louis.
Yeah, I did. I saw the notice on the page and stuff, so that's why I wanted to call in, too.
Alan, what's your thoughts on that? Give us a quick couple thoughts.
Well, we had a little discussion about it in class on Friday, too, before graduation. And
it was spreading, wasn't it? Everybody was talking about it. Those Stevens
holy
people.
Holy cow. Yeah, no, it did. It took off. I mean, everybody at the OC at the center knew about it. The drivers were talking about it. We had the safety guy come in when we finished up our last skills test for the trip planning and the Qualcomm on Friday morning just to finalize everything. And then it was pretty cool. A number of the staff came in and went over kind of a preliminary, you know, congratulations, welcome to the team. Here's what you're going to be looking for. This is what I'm going to do. And this is, you know, who I am for you guys as a contact and a reference and all that. And then the head of safety, Tom, he came in. And that's the first thing he mentioned. He goes, I don't know if you guys saw this yet or not about the Stevens post, but he said, if you go back, one of the things that you'll have access to, you know, that the companies have access to are the CSA scores. And he started going through some statistics regarding, you know, accidents in the past year and the CSA scores and the inspections and the violations and all that stuff. And he said, you know, we're not going to go in a we're better than them because of whatever. But when you have that mentality, it's kind of like the attitude creates the mentality, you know, the business model kind of drives the behavior in the field kind of thing. And when you've got that type of thing where you have guys who are used to running hard on the paper logs who come in and be like, well, you know, maybe I can go ahead and do this. And there's a way to cheat the ELD. And I can go ahead and not have to worry about following hours of service. You're going to have, you know, those types of people coming in, trying to abuse the system and then putting everybody in jeopardy, including themselves, everybody on the road. And then everybody suffers, especially their family, if there is an incident. And so I was shaking my head to tell you the truth. Like I was like, wow, somebody really messed up on that one. But the intern.
Yeah, but what
excuse
was the consensus there, Alan? Was the Schneider people saying bad, 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 or what were they saying?
Well, here's the thing. It's it was more of a, we don't do that. You're not going to do that. If you get caught doing that, you will be getting a bus ticket because they pride themselves in, you know, their safety. You know, the safety is paramount. And so,
right. Well, but that's it. But what I'm getting at though is see, we're trying to figure out, let's be honest with each other. Either somebody screwed up or someone's a genius over there at Stevens. Okay. And Tyler and I have come to the consensus that they're geniuses because Tyler just read some stuff off viewers posts and stuff. And one guy go, man, we need to get over there basically. Cause you know, they can get the miles and yada, yada, yada. He's got all kind of people liking it and everything. Then you got one guy going, no, that was wrong of them. And he's only got a couple likes. So Stevens probably had their phones probably ringing off the hook. Everybody's thinking that's where you get the miles at. Let's go to Stevens. Now, of course, Stevens isn't running illegal. We know they're not, but somebody was a genius. I almost guarantee you that bad publicity made their phones ring like crazy in the recruiting department. Does that make sense?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. No, I agree completely.
Yeah.
And if they, and it is, it's, you know, the squeaky wheel is definitely going to get the grease. And in this scenario, it's the that extreme negativity that's really going to be getting the notice and the publicity. And then people are going, oh, well, so it gives Stevens a chance to come back and be like, look, we run ELDs. We can't run out of compliance. You know, we've improved our CSA and our safety scores this much. And we've got, you know, this many new drivers coming in and blah, blah. So it gives them an opportunity to not only retract and apologize and maybe even negate the post for that, you know, that intern, the new intern reasoning because they were misinformed or it was just, you know, out of taste you know, meme that was posted, but it gives them a chance to come in and be like, no, this is really who we are. So it takes all the attention off of all these other companies that people are looking at and brings it to them kind of involuntarily through, you know, probably thousands of drivers who are aware of what's going on. So if anybody is considering leaving or looking for another opportunity, I bet their phones are blowing up. Absolutely. So
yeah,
it is kind of genius in one way.
It was a pretty cool campaign. My hat's off to them if they, if their phone's blowing up with drivers wanting to apply, thinking, hey, man, we can run like dogs over there, man. But, of course, they get to orientation. You can sure bet they're hearing, hey, listen, guys, you know, that was a mistake. We don't run illegal here. And I don't think that anybody on this show believes that. Tyler, you don't believe that they actually run illegal like that. Go ahead, Tyler.
You know, we know some drivers in Stevens, and we know they don't run illegally or anything. So I think it was just, you know, and they might not have been doing that. You know, they might not have been purposely, you know, trying to make bad publicity, but it's just kind of, it's going to work in their favor, and it's also going to not work in their favor. It's going to kind of be a double-edged sword for them in either way. Either way, they're going to get something out of it, you know, and I'm sure they're going to have some drivers calling from just because this photo's getting around, their truck's being seen, it's a gorgeous looking trailer, everything else. I think that they're going to get something from it, including some bad publicity, but it's going to be,
or it's just going to help them.
Yeah. Either way, they're getting something out of it, no matter how you look at it. So it's just kind of crazy. It's a crazy post. It's just interesting what kind of things, you know, spark fire, you know, out there in the industry. So,
you know, and that's what we do here on Talk CDL. We flip the switch and we dissect it to where the outcome isn't what the norm is. Everybody else out there going, oh man, those guys are in trouble, man. There's people hating them for that and all this other stuff. And here Talk CDL, we figure out the truth. We know Stevens are a bunch of genius recruiters, and now their phones are blown up. They probably got lines of drivers out the door all because it's advertised out there. Okay, that, hey, man, we run you till you drop. I don't know. What do you guys think? Alan, yeah, you missed the show today, buddy. We're wrapping it up, man. You came on just for the wrap-up.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I wanted to catch in, and I got a little nervous, and I ran back in the back room, and I even hollered at Jill, and I'm like, oh, man, I'm like, I'm way behind it. I'm going to hop on the show real quick. Got in Friday evening from Indy, and we had, like I said, our last skills test on Friday. And, man, I tell you what, week three was intense.
Do you have your own truck now?
I will on the 6th. I talked to my DBL, my business leader, my driver business leader, over in Edwardsville. And these guys are very limited because they specifically only have new drivers coming out for their first 6 months. So their load is about half of what the normal DBO would have. But I go over on the 6th in the morning at 7 o'clock, do some other paperwork stuff for my home center and get my truck assignment. And then from what he had said the other day, I'll probably be rolling out after all the inspections and the permit books and everything get checked out and make sure it's all updated. I'll be rolling out in the afternoon, late afternoon at the latest probably, or first thing Thursday morning on the 7th for my first load.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, right on, man.
About it. Yeah.
You got any final thoughts on this whole Steven Transports deal, you know, or any final thoughts at all for all the truckers out there and everything else?
You know, it really just with safety is so important. If there's anything that I learned over the last 3 weeks, one glitch, one thing that happens because of trying to push too hard or running out of compliance or anything else, that the impact that can have on hundreds and thousands of people because you make a dumb mistake and cause an accident or something like that, and it's you, it is your livelihood, it's your license, it's the company, it's your hireability, it's your family. If you're not injured, you're lucky. You know, it's anybody else who might get injured because of it. It's not worth it. It's not worth running that hard. We've heard the horror stories. They showed us a bunch of videos. We had a number of other drivers that I talked to who were in the experienced class, who came in, who had worked for other companies, maybe been with Schneider, left and come back and all that. And they all say the same thing. It's so much easier and so much more stress-free just to run smart and run compliant. And it makes all the difference in the world in the end of the day.
Right on.
Good job. Well, let me wrap my final thoughts up here. Like I always tell everybody, tomorrow morning, Lord willing, if we're alive, we're going to get up. We're going to plan the show. We're going to get on here. We're going to talk CDL. We appreciate y'all. God bless everybody. We'll be posting. Lord willing, I don't know if y'all are watching the Facebook, and I know we got a lot of Facebookers. Tyler's been posting it up there, what we're going to be talking about each night, so everybody can be prepared. And it seems to be making a more interesting show. And the show is new. Remember, we're less than a year old. Tyler, what are we up to, about 150 shows now, maybe, or more?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, somewhere around 150. And so, you know, we're growing, and Tyler and I are constantly, you know, figuring out new things to do to, you know, to guide the show. And as you can see, which, again, I'll say it, we're at 11 million plus on Alexa, which is the world rankings out of a billion website. That's huge. That's a huge climb. And thank you to you, I don't want to call you fancy viewers, whatever. I'm a fan of the show. I can tell you that right now. I love the good publicity. But somehow, some way, we got to get some bad publicity. Maybe somebody can start a rumor that Talk CDL is the one that posted that Stevens things. Give us a little bad publicity. Maybe our numbers will even go up higher. What do you think, Tyler? Anyways, till we meet again, Tyler, the show is yours, baby.
All right. Yep, definitely appreciate everybody tuning in. You know, go to iTunes. We'd really appreciate you go to iTunes. Give us a review. Just click on the review section. Give us 1 star, 5 stars. I don't care what it is, but just kind of, hey, you get to make your own little cool little nickname. You can put like Die Hard Trucker, I think is one of the nicknames someone put when they gave us a review. I don't know, make something up. You know, have a little bit of creativity and then give us, you know, yeah. Tell us Stevens, Transport, Meme Maker, you know, whatever your name is. You know, give us a review. Let us know how we're doing on there. Be honest with it. Don't fluff it up, because we don't like fluffers out there, okay? Be honest with us. Let us know how we're doing. We appreciate it. You can listen to us on iTunes, and you can listen to us on Stitcher through your computer or through your phone. Just head to the your apps on your phone, and you can type it in and find either one of those. So, aside from that, TalkCDL.com, Facebook.com/TalkCDL. Find us on there and drive safe. And I don't think we're going to be on tomorrow. I'm thinking maybe tomorrow is probably going to be a day of very lots of events and exhaustingness. I mean, are you guys got stuff going on tomorrow, Troy?
I don't. I'm just grilling a couple hot dogs. I could do a 5-10 minute show myself. I might want to do one.
Okay.
You don't have to.
We'll talk about tomorrow. We'll see where we're at. And then aside from that, I will say, Alan, man, appreciate you coming on. Enjoy your 4th of July. You know, grill some hot dogs. Enjoy the fresh air here in America. And, you know, guys, drive safe out there. We thank you so much. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. And if not, we'll talk to you Tuesday. So thanks so much. Enjoy.
Just watch for the posts on Facebook.
Yep, definitely.
Have a safe 4th, guys. Thanks for the show.
Hey, thanks, man.